I remember as a kid going to camp, one of my favorite activities was the obstacle course. It gave us a sense of adventure, challenge, confrontation in a way that we could understand because the obstacle was tangible, fun, manageable. That's what life feels like to me now, a giant obstacle course. As we all know, obstacles are daily presence, and our groaning resistance does not serve us. In contrast to summer camp, many of these obstacles are esoteric, theoretical, social. Then we lay a bunch of emotions on top of them until they glare at us in the noonday sun or creep into our beds in the middle of the night. The oblique barrier grows in stature every time we avoid what is our destiny. You have probably heard me mention one of my teachers, a Hopi woman named Shikosh Aoho. She has instructed us to thank our obstacles because they really appreciate it. They seem to bend more easily with our will, open a crack just enough to let some light in. Whether it be illness, finance, relationship, workplace drama, we will undoubtedly be looking at a high climbing wall or a low hanging barbed wire, and it's right in our way. Someone I love was recently dealing with an obstacle that appeared insurmountable to her. To others, it might have been a walk in the park, but we are not equipped to judge another's consternation. Fear is the ever-faithful companion telling us, "Whoa, Nellie, can't swim across this river, can't walk across these coals," but there beyond the horizon of panic is the natural ally to us all, courage. Courage, from the French, heart. It is from the Latin, cor. It originates in the heart. When one dedicates themselves, the spirit of love is what moves us into action. We all have this nature. It's just a matter of will. Will you face your obstacles? Will you design a solution? Confusion enters when we personalize and absorb the obstacle into ourselves, as though it is us that is the problem, us or them. But the truth is, the problem is that, the obstacle. A good way to address that is to define the problem. In doing this exercise, remember to think of it as a noun, an it, not a you or her or I. For instance, the problem is dishonesty. The issue is time, money. When we identify the thing, we can all look at it from a distance or in the center of the circle and keep it contained. There is one obstacle, however, that is truly difficult, probably the most difficult of all, and that is physical pain. When the blockage is truly, really within, that is where heroic measures must be introduced. Pain management is an art, a trial, a challenge, beyond all others, because it does not allow us to depart into our imaginative space. It is the ultimate distraction. Many of us choose painkillers to numb, relieve, or truly kill the pain. Unfortunately, some suffering only waits in the wings and must be pacified again and again. That is where we must make room for self-medicating. Take our judgments and punishment off drug use and allow the good people of the world to take whatever steps they need to feel better. Pain. It's still a noun, one of the most personal, yet even so we can close our eyes, locate it, give it a color, a shape, ask it what it wants, and do our best to answer. Courage. Sometimes life itself is the obstacle, and that is removable too. And if that is your accident or purpose, it's my belief you then become an angel and help others steer through their course of ever-approaching obstacles. This is Sherry Glazer-Love.